at the bottom of Kaf Amud Aleph. Okay. It's a little recap. Get into it again. So we had the Mishnah said that if you find the animals between outside Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, that distance, then if it's Ola, if it's a male, you assume it's Ola, and if it's a female, you assume it's Shlamim. So then we had Rabbi Hoshea Rabba. He explains what's pshat. Not that you take the animal and you offer it as a Shlamim or you offer it as an Ola, but rather, it's talking about the money. You take money, and you take the animal if it's an ola, and you put it and you transfer the value onto the money. If it's a male, and you say this is if it's an ola, then I'm going, and you transfer it. If not, then the other money is if it's an ola, then it's going on this money, and the other money is bring shlamim with. And the opposite around, it's a female, and it's shlamim, the money transferred onto the money, and the other money is an ola money. And then we had Rabbi Yochanan, who disagreed with that, and he said, how can you do that? He said, how can you take, you're not allowed to take an animal that's ready for the mizbeach, and to transfer the value onto money. So rather, he says, you go by the rove. If rove animals that you find are male, then you assume it's olos, and if rove are females, then you bring it to Shlomi. Okay, that's where we left off. And now, the next part of the couple lines there is very difficult. Before Shemar, nobody's very clear, and there's different ways of learning, and it's so, we'll just do our best the next couple of lines over here. So the Gemara asks, on Rabbi Yochanan, what? Ain't Shlamim Bayim Mina Zacharim Mina Kevas? You know, how can you say, well, Rover male, if the Rover male, okay, it's Olas. But even males can be brought to Shlamim also, and vice versa. So, how can Rabbi Yochanan say this? And then the Gemara says, next line is difficult, but he says, Ketzed Huo Se, Motzin Luchulin, Bechozer Vaseotan Olos. So it seems to be like, he's agreeing, he would have to agree, or whatever, with Rav Hoshea, that you could put it onto money. So, but the Gemara says, so what is Rav Yochanan holding? So I'm a Rav Zera, Kema Adatamar Taman, like it says earlier on in the parish, it's Tanai Basin, Hu Alamosaros Sheikrivu Ola. We have a Tanai Basin that we mentioned earlier in the parish, that if you have leftover money from that was put aside for Chatas, then what do you do with it? You could use olos, right? You can bring it as olos nadava, even though it was chatas money. But tonight, basin can do that. Can take something which is chatas and turn it into olos. So ken at mar of hacha. So too, you can say the same thing over here. This is what Rabbi Yochanan would hold. That tonight, basin who alavodos obdos, excuse me, that these animals that you found, we said in Shemini Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, sheyikrivu olos, that you could, even though it's true, it might be shlamim, but tonight based in there, the basin has the koach to do that, to make these animals be available to offer, even if they might be shlamim, to turn them into olos, and you can makriv them olos. So it comes out, Rabbi Yochanan does hold you actually makriv the animal, but it's because of this tonight based in the end. Amar Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yaakov, Baracha, Ein Zeh Mezid. Says, how can you do that? How can you take an animal that is, an Ola and turn it into Shlamim and Markiv it L'Shem Shlamim or L'Hafech? So Amar Leh, so he says, no, Mikev and Shu Tanai, based in Ein Zeh Mezid. He says, no, that's exactly the Koach of the Basin. They can ochre, take something which is a Korban Shlamim, and they can turn it into Ola. So, yeah, they can do that. There is such a koach of the basin. It's called Tanai Basin. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yasa, Ad the Ana Taman. When I was back then, when I was in Bavel, Shmaskal Rav Yehuda Shal Shmuel. I heard the call of Rabbi Yehuda, who asked from Shmuel the following thing: what's the din of someone who is hefri shikilo, excuse me, vamei? Someone who puts aside his machasis shekel, but before he has a chance to give it to the Lishka, he dies. What's the din of the Shkalim? So this Shemachati the Shekel. So Amalei, he answered him, Shmuel answered him, Yiplu Nadava. His money goes as Olas Nadava. Okay. Now the Gemara discusses about the Siri Seifa, right? This is the Siri Seifa that the Kohen Gadol would bring, his offering he brings every day, as we brought mentioned this last time, about machis, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. So the Gemara discusses mosar asu seifa shalom. What's the din of this? If it has this extra mosar. Now he put aside money for his to buy his asiri seifa, the coin gadol, but he has leftover the mosar. What is the din with this? So we have a machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he said, Yolichem l'yam hamelach, you just throw it away, get rid of it, the extra money. And Rabbi Elazar Amar, Yiplu l'nedava. He says, it has the din of Mosar Chatas, he says, because it also is called the Chatas, this Siri Seifa. So therefore, same din as the Mosar Chatas, it goes Yiplu l'nedava, you buy Olaz Nadava with, so too, says Rabbi Elazar, the same thing with the leftover of the Asiri Seif as well. With Rabbi Yochanan, he says no, because it says it's called Kichatas Hi, and it's a mute. He learns as a mute, and here it doesn't have the same din as the Motzer Chatas, and therefore he held, as we said, you just toss it in the Yam HaMelech. Because we brought the din before legabe hifi shikol umeis, so now we're bringing another maimra of Rav Yesa, just because of the same person. Okay, next asiri seifa shel kohen gadol, as we said that he brings half in the morning, half in the evening. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he said that this is how it's done. Okay, we're gonna see a machloikis here. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shlakish, and we're gonna ask some kashas and answer them. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, what's the seder? How does he work? So he says, first of all, he brings the Isaron Shalem, with a whole Isaron to begin with, to the base of Mikdash. Then Chotzeota, then he splits it into two. V'charkach Mekadsha. In other words, when it goes into a klisharis, then it becomes Kodesh. Okay, Kedushas Aguf. So what does he do? He does it in two parts. First he brings the whole thing to base the Mikdash. Then he breaks into two. First half he puts it in the morning in a klisharis, uses it in the morning. And then in the evening when he has to bring the second one, second half, he puts it before he brings it in a klisharis, and then the second one becomes kosh before he uses that. That's Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan, right. Okay. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Amar, he says, no, you bring the whole thing, umakacha. Means you mekadesh the entire thing right at the beginning, before you start. The whole thing goes into klisharis, mekadesha completely into klisharis, and afterwards choseat, and then afterwards, all kodesh already, then afterwards you split it up. Okay, and Gemara asks, I masnitsa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to see a Mishnah from Maseches Menachos, seems to argue with Rabbi Yochanan, right, who says that you just do half and then later the other half. Okay, so what does it say? The Mishnah over there is talking about a Kohen Gadol that he what happened? He was makriv his first half in the morning, like he's supposed to do, and then he died. Then they got a new Kohen Gadol in there right away to take over for him. And now what happens in the afternoon, okay, when he has to bring the second half? So the din is makriv mechza u mechza abad. Okay, so what do? Half already was done in the morning. So all that's missing is the other half. Okay, so what does he do? He doesn't just bring a half, okay, from his house, and then just to bring the other half. Okay, but he brings a full Isaron also, okay, and then he splits it into half, and that half of it is Makriv Mechza, right, the other half to take over that the first Kohen Gadol, you know, the second half of his. And then the other half he doesn't need, so that's Avad, that goes to the Yam HaMelech. Okay, so now that's good according to Reish Lakish, that says what? That you're Makdish the whole thing itself. That's why the second half that it has to is Avad. Why? You have to throw it, you have to put it in the Yam HaMelech. Right? Why? Because since it was in the klisharis to begin with, he put the full thing in to start with, the whole thing that became Kodesh, he only used half, so the other half, it's called Kedushas Aguf, so you have to deal with it. So therefore, you can't just do what you want, it's not chulin, so you have to toss it in the Yam HaMelech. I will see, we'll see that. Okay? So that's why we can understand Ava. So therefore, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's chulin b'chlal, right? He didn't mekadesh it yet. You're only mekadesh it, you know, when you need it, and it's in the afternoon. But he didn't, it wasn't mekadesh it, so you can just take and throw it in the garbage. I mean, you know, it's chulin. Why do you have to, why do you have to put in Yom HaMelech? So, Pater Rabbi Yochanan, he answers, he says, Shekein afilu maos yevchul Yom HaMelech. So he says that, no, the reason why, we see that even by the extra money that Rabbi Yochanan held, that even maos that's left over from a series of Eifa, maos, right, that this has no Kedushas Aguf, still you put it in the Yom HaMelech. So too over here, it has the same din that you put it in the Yom HaMelech. It's like Rabbi Yochanan Lashitase. He says even money, which doesn't have Kedushas Aguf either, still he says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Yolichem Yom HaMelech. So too, it has the same din over here. Okay, now we're going to bring another kashya on Rabbi Yochanan. Masnisa, a Mishnah, and also over there, Maseches Menachos. Again, Plige, it should say here, the Gir says in the Gemara, Al Rabbi Shimon Lakish, but it's really a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gir should really be changed to Rabbi Yochanan. So we have another kasha from Mishnah on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it says over there, it's really the Hemshech of the din before. Then it says, Nimtu Shnei Chatzim Krevim, U Shnei Chatzim Avudim. So it comes out, again, just in Hemshech, when we said the case we said before, that now the new Kohen Gadol comes in, he brings, if we said, the other half, so comes out in the end that two halves were craving, right? The first Kohen Gadol's first half, and the half that the Kohen Gadol Hasheni brought, and two halves are Avudim, the right half of the first guys and half of the second Kohen Gadol. Okay. And now, Vitani Allah, but the Braisa says on that Mishnah the following. Mechzer Rishon, whether the Mechzer Rishon and Mechzer Sheni that we said are Avudim, it said you don't just burn it right away. Ela Teubar Tzurasan, rather you make sure it's for sure needs Sreifa by having it sit over past the time, Lina, which is make into Nosar, and only then as you yetsu the basis reifa. So it only goes to the basis reifa after you make sure you let it sit overnight. You have it becomes nosar, and only then you burn it. So now according to Reish Lakish, I can understand why these avudim are burnt, because again according to him the whole thing was brought in the beginning in the morning, the entire thing was put in the kli sharis, the whole thing becomes kodesh. Memele, half your makriv, the other half you have to deal with, and I can understand why you have to deal with it properly. You have to burn it, whatever. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that he says that the second half that is supposed to be avud, he said it's totally chuli, and we say we didn't put into a klisharis. So why do you have to wait until it gets become nosar first? And it's the totally chuli, and secondly. Why did Bechlal, you have to put it into Sarif at Bechlal, right? Since it didn't go into Kli Shares, why do you have to burn it? What do you have to burn it for? It's like it's cooling. So the Gemara answers, again, for Rabbi Yochanan, Pater Allah, Rabbi Yochanan would answer the question from the Braisa, and he would say, right, it's true. And that Braisa would be a Kasha, but I don't know like that Braisa. Now, that Braisa is only Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. The Amar Yisarin Mekadesh. Right, Rabbi Yishmael holds that Bechlal Yechidish, that not only the Kli Sharis is Mekadeshet, but when the Isaron is a Kli that the initial flowers brought in, that itself is Mekadeshet. But usually it's only if you put in the Kli Sharis it's Mekadeshet. He holds the Chiddush that even the Isaron is Mekadesh. It was Mekadosh right away. He says, of course, you just take half and then take the other half later in the Klishari. But he says, he agreed. But the thing is, he holds it's already Mekadosh before he even split it up, because in the Sarin is Mekadosh.
What do you refer to?
Right.
So it
means that it becomes, you have to make sure it becomes Nosa. How would you make it, let it become Nosa? Right. Okay. Next, Kishakoin Miskarav Tchila Lavoda Mevi Asiri Seifa Shelo Veovda Viado. So this Asiris Eifa is brought, besides the Kohen Gadol bringing it every day, it's his sacrifice. Also, a new Kohen is coming in to it being inaugurated, it's his first time to do the Avoda, he also brings the same Asiris Eifa. And he himself is makrivit on the Mizbeach, the over the Biyadah means he himself is makrivit. However, it says the Gemara, Echad Kohen Gadol ve'echad Kohen Hedyot she'avdu ad sheloi viyu asiris ha'efa de'shelahem of adatan k'sheira. However, it's not me'akeh. In other words, whether, like, being the Kohen Gadol, who does this every day, or being the Kohen Hedyot that is doing it because it's his first time to the Yavoda, if he didn't do it, he didn't bring this mincha, it's still, his avoda is still k'sheira. It doesn't, like, pasul as avoda because he didn't do this. The Rav Manna by Meimar, he wants mechadish the following, that if a kohen, it happened that boba yom shnitzkare p'chila lavoda, boba yom nismana elias kohen gadol. Let's say it happened that the first day he did a voda in his life happened to be, he became a kohen gadol also. His first day of voda was also when he was a kohen gadol. So then what happens? Mevishtayim, so you have to bring two minchas asiri seifa. Achas lechinucho, v'achas lechovas hayom. One for each. One because it became his first inauguration, he brings one. And since he's a Kohen Gadol, he brings every day, so he brings two. Okay, now legabe the minchas chavitin, it says in the Torah, lashon is al machvat b'shemen teyasem urbeches. Urbeches like it's boiled. And then it says, tivienu tufinei minchas, pitim. So we're going to be dealing with this expression tufine, which means to be baked. Tufine, b'shas hava, excuse me, tufine, ve'ein b'shachar is tufine. So first of all, they learn that it has to be baked after the korban tamid shel shacharis, not before. Ve'ein b'shachar is tufine means not before it's probably not before the korban tamid. Okay, Gemara asks, we see that's not the case. V'hatzeninan, we learn in Maseches Tamid, that it was before even Alos HaShachar, Heminu, the Beis HaMikdash would bring a Kohen, that would Osa Chavitin, Lasos Chavitin. He would prepare this Chavitin for this, to make this this Korban. So we see it's done already, Lefech, it's not even like a night, before even Alos HaShachar. So what are you telling me? It has to be done only after the korban tamid shel shacharis. So Amar Rabbi Chiya Baracha lasos chamin lirvucha. Says no, that's not what he didn't prepare it. He didn't bake it. That can only be done later. What he did was just basically prepare the water, heat up the water, because this korban has to first be boiled, right? As we said, the lashon in the pasuk of Murbeches has to be boiled. So he was basically just boiling up the water for later, so that it could be boiled. Okay. Now we have machlekes in the order of things. Tufine, again, the pasuk says tufine. Rabbi Yassa b'shem Rabbi Chanina, he explains that the baking of the chavitin was done the following. She mitagna v'char kach ofel. The first you fry it, tigun, and then afterwards you bake it. Whereas Rabbi Acha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, he says the opposite. He says, first you bake it, ofelsa, v'charkach mitagna, and afterwards you fry it. No one says, you bake it and fry it, and fry it and bake it. Okay. So that's, keep in mind, that's just, that's the machlokes of Rabbi Yassa and Rabbi Acha. Now, it says the following, tufine. And the darshan out, what's tufine? This is we're going to see, it's a braisa. Okay, the Tanakama and Rebbe to argue. So Tufine says the Tanakama is Tiafena Na. Means, here, Na means normally like raw, right, in the Torah, but here it means a little bit cooked, a little bit, okay? So Tufi, it's like a notricon. Tufine is to be split, you can make it into the words, Tufena Na. Means you bake it after it's been a little bit cooked. Okay, so Emela meaning that first it's fried, and then it's cooked. So it's got to be fried up a little bit. And then you bake it. Excuse me. You fry it and then you bake it. It has to be baked after it's been cooked a little bit. So you fry it and then you bake it. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Omer, Teafena Na'a. He learns the word Tufine to be Notrikon Teafena Na'a. Means it should be beautiful. Means when you bake it, it should be beautiful. Now, if you're going to fry it first, it's going to get like black and not nice looking. So then that's not called when afterwards, when you bake it, it's not called being baked nice because it got not nice looking when you fried it. So therefore, he says, therefore you should do the opposite. That first you bake it when it's nice looking still, and then afterwards you fry it in the oil. And then we have a third opinion, which is Rabbi Doso Mer Teafena. He says riba. There's a ribui over here in the pasuk. That's as in because it says tufine. It's like a lot of bakings and things. So therefore, he says to do both. You bake it, fry it, and bake it. You know, you do both. You bake it and fry it and bake it, and you accomplish everything. Okay, those are the three opinions. Now the Gemara says that Asyan Ilein Palgavasa Kehinin Palgavasa. So he says that the Gemara says that if you remember originally we said Rav Yasa told us the order that first you fry it then you bake it, and Rabbi Acha said the opposite, you bake it then you fry it. So the Gemara simply says that this machloikas up above that we mentioned is the same machloikas over here between Tanakama and Rabbi. Okay, the Gemara says, that man da amar tiafena na, and the one that says it has to be baked when it's nice, kimanda amar ofer v'chartach metagna. He's the one that says up above that first you bake it and then you fry it, so it's when it's baked, it's nice looking. Didn't get messed up by the frying. The one that says that it has to be partially cooked before you bake it. He's going like the Manda Amar that said first you fry it and then you bake it. Okay. Now we're going back to our Mishnah again. And the Mishnah and we mentioned before in Menachos. Okay, then we said if the Kohen Gadol dies and He did after he did a half the mourning thing, that the second Kohen has to bring a shalem, right? We mentioned before. He doesn't just bring half from his house to mashlim the first Kohen that died, Kohen Gadol that died. He has to bring a whole one also and break it into half. Okay, so Gemara says on that, lo sof tavar shemet, this thing is not only if he dies, the first Kohen Gadol dies, elafilu im nitma. And even if the first Kohen brought half of his Asisar Eifa in the morning, and then he got Tame, he didn't die. Even if he got Tame, and then they brought the second one in, you know, to take over while he's Tame, he got the same din. He has to bring a Shalem, and then take half, etc. But the Gemara says, but what about Vafilu Nidchem Mimum? What if he didn't become Tame? Let's say he just got a Mum. Is that the same din? So the Gemara answers, Tani, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, the Bardilei, it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazdi that came from a place called the Bardilei, and he says, yeah, mafilu nidcha because of a mum, imum, right? Even if he has, it was nidcha, kabamum, same then.
Any reason he couldn't bring the second half?
Right. And he's, right.
He didn't. Sick.
Well, I don't know, it depends. Well, at least we know what we have here, right? So he dies, becomes tame, or if he gets a mum. Okay, his last piece. For today, we have the Mishnah has a machloikis. We saw between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Lagabe Kohen Gadol that died. And in Ben Time, if you remember, we didn't have a new Kohen Gadol in its place. So who brings the, where does it come from until we get a new Kohen Gadol? Who brings the Chaviti, right, in the meantime? So if you remember, we had the machloikis. Does it come from the sons, the Yorshim of the first Kohen Gadol, or is it the Tzim? So now the Gemara explains the tam of this machlekes. Where do they get their din from? Minayin lekohen gadol shemeis v'lominu acher tachtav shetheimin chasok reiva mishel yorshim. Okay, according to that opinion, it comes from the yorshim. They have to bring it. Where did they learn it from? Talmud lomar mibanav yaseh osa. So here it says banav. So we see it's on the banim that they have to bring it. Yachol yivienu lechatayin. I might think that they bring it exactly like their father was bringing it. In other words, half and half, etc. Like half in the morning, half in the evening. No, Talmud Lomar Osa Kulo Amarti. So we learn from here that it has to be. They bring it, but they don't bring it the same way. They bring it Kulo. It's a full thing not brought in two halves. Adivei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Aba El Mishel Tibur. That's the other opinion, Rabbi Shimon, that it doesn't come from the sons. They don't bring it, but it's a Tibur brings it until they get a new Kohen Gadol. Shnei Amar, they learn it from the Pasuk says, Vakoin HaMashiach Taktab Mi Banav Yaseh Ota, says Chok Olam. So Chok Olam, it comes from the Olam, basically. There's also a little bit of a Girsa thing over here. And basically comes out the same, that you might think you have to bring a chalem, but then it says chin chetzim, but then the Gemara says no, like shkalil taktar, kalil aktara. In other words, it's brought complete and not in chatzayim like the normal one.